Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Tefillah Yom. We're in the second parak. We're in Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Hamikpa v'chamita shel chulin. What if I have a parge and a flat cake that were made out of chulin? V'hashemen shel truma tzaf al gabeim. And there was an oil, a slick of truma floating on top of them. You didn't mix the oil together. It just settled. Oil, porridge, flat cake. B'nagat tfuyom b'shemen, and the tfuyom touches the oil. So lo pasal ala shemen. The only thing that became pasal was the oil, because they're separate elements. The oil was made out of truma, and so therefore that's going to be the problem. B'mchibetz, but if he stirs it, so then kol makom shilech hashemen pasal. So that any place that the oil happened to get to, it's already got the tumah of the tfuyom mixed in, and that's going to create a problem for it. Bisara kodesh akara malav hakipa. What about sanctified meat? There's a meat that a layer of sediment congealed on top of it. So and naga tvuyom bakipa, and a tvuyom touched the sediment. So chatichos mutaros. You should just know the pieces of meat are considered mutar. Why are the pieces of meat mutar? Because the sediment is really kind of not attached to it at all. It happens to be sitting on top of it, but it doesn't go that far down. Naga b'chaticha, but if the tvuyom touches the meat, z'chaticha b'chol ha'olim mima achibur zel azeh. The meat and anything that moves with it is considered a chibur, an attachment. The idea being that in that type of a situation, there's going to be a connection very strongly. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, Shneim chibur zel azeh. They're both going to be connected to one another. Bechim bekitnes shekarmo agavi prusos. The same thing applies to beans, where there was a layer congealed on top of the slices of bread. It's going to be considered connected according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Now, ma'isa k'deir bekitnes, what if you have beans that are prepared in a pot? So bisman shein prudim, when they're separate, so then einan chibur, they're separate pieces. Bisman shein gush, but if they're considered a mass, so then chibur, they're considered connected. Ma'yu gedushin harbe, if there are many masses, so then harelu yimanu, then you have to figure out, is there enough there to be mevata one against the other? Shemen shu tzaf al gabe ayayin. What if you have oil floating on top of wine? V'naga tfuyom b'shemen, and the tfuyom touches the oil. Lo pasal ela hashemen, he only ruins the oil. The oil is the only thing that's kodesh here, and we assume they're not connected. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri teaches us that not so fast. He says, shneim chibur zel azeh. The two things are attached to one another. And if the tfuyom touches either the oil or the wine, the other one becomes pasul. Now, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri on this matter as well. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic week and a wonderful day.